Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It'll be this fall before any product hits store shelves, but the State Ag Development Board has approved a funding grant for the entity Beef Solutions. It's connected with the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association, and Executive Director Dave Maple says it'll provide a pathway for cattle producers to enter the market for locally produced and marketed ground beef in state.
The Beef Solutions, it would be kind of the hub that connects the retailer to the processor, to the, you know, the further processor, the packaging and labeling company, as well as the farmer.
Maple says they've been thinking about something like this since the late 90s, pointing out that a project of this nature has a lot of moving parts.
We just got the grant done. We have the business plan and the model, and we've got some certifications that we've got to get through, and we've got some equipment that's got to be purchased and put in place. So those things have got to come.
By this fall, Beef Solutions plans to have a fresh, Kentucky-sourced 80-20 ground beef product in one-pound packages on store shelves.
The company's in Lexington, and then we'll have contracts with these processors that have to be GFSI certified. Right now, we're working mainly with the chop shop up in eastern Kentucky.
That said, their distributor is located in Louisville. Like we said, a lot of moving parts. More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Beef industry production patterns have led to larger processing plants locating in the Midwest near feedlots where cattle are finished. Dave Maples recalls past Farm Bureau President Sam Moore musing about an idea to get around that, an idea that has actually taken shape through ag development grants for smaller plants to focus on custom beef processing here.
I don't know if it was 10 years ago, probably. He says, what if we can't have a large processor? Let's have big, small, regional processors. And that's what they've done up in eastern Kentucky with that plant. And, you know, Mike, that's what's going to be nice about this. You'll create jobs in that area. That's where the processing will take place. But then the packaging and the further processing will be done in Louisville, right there where the distribution center is.
Like he says, it's complicated with much more work to be done. And we'll have updates in coming weeks as the process unfolds. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.